If there is any advice I would universally give to every person, regardless of who they are, it's this. Walk your own path. Walk your own damn path. Don't walk someone else's path. Don't walk the path your parents predestined for you just because you feel emotionally indebted to them. Don't walk a path that appears to be yours, but is actually society's fabricated ideal of who you should be. Don't walk a path just because you fell into it and it's good enough. Don't walk a path that you feel a sense of enslaved duty towards because it's what you need to be doing according to dominant socio-cultural standards. Walk your own path. That means choosing your own path in a very conscious way. We all possess an inner wolf that thirsts for freedom, truth, and authenticity. If we seek to live a meaningful life, if we want to fulfill our destiny, it is our job to listen to that inner wolf, our sacred wild nature. Walking your own path, on some level, always requires a conscious choice in which you say, yes, this feels true to me and what my soul really craves for. Even if you accidentally stumble onto that path, walking an authentic path always requires some level of self-reflection. At some point in your life journey, you will need to embrace being a lone wolf. You'll have to go it alone. You'll have to go against the grain. Break free from the herd, ask the difficult questions, and face the confronting truths which may alienate you from others. You will need to be discerning, see through the BS, shrug off the haters, and keep moving forward. Even if you're tired of fighting. Being a lone wolf means being a warrior. It means standing up for what you believe in and courageously walking into the wild unknown. It is all worth it. I can assure you of that, and I can keep asserting it until I turn black and blue, but ultimately you must discover this for yourself. If you're drawn toward embracing your inner wolf and courageously walking your own path, here are some helpful pointers. 1. Understand and accept that there will be some backlash. Whether from your friends, family members, or society at large, you will inevitably encounter naysayers. At some point, you will be met with cynics, killjoys, and sourpusses who seek to bring you down to their level. The reason that they fight against you is that in their minds you invalidate their way of existence. By courageously forging your own path, you are causing them to reflect on their own lives and decisions. If on some level they've realized that they've followed the crowd and made no unique decisions of their own, they will feel a sense of resentment, which they'll project onto you. Although it's not nice to be on the receiving end of this, understand that the issue lies with them. Not you. Everyone walking a path with a heart will experience social unease at some point, and you're certainly not alone in facing this problem. Just keep moving forward and remind yourself that it's no one's place to dictate what your life should be like except you. 2. Ask yourself, what do I truly and deeply want? This is not a question you ask just once. This is a question you continuously ask on your path, thousands of times over. Keep bringing back your focus on what you desire on the deepest level, and not what others want to project or dump onto you. What do you feel called to do? What do you wish to accomplish in your life? What wild paths are you afraid to take because they are so alien, but that you feel secretly drawn towards? Our paths are not static. They're constantly shifting, evolving, and changing. By repeatedly asking yourself this question, you will be able to reinvent yourself over and over again. Instead of getting stuck in an old and stagnant way of living, you will be in tune with your soul. 3. love yourself, and be your own best friend. Embracing the path of the wolf and taking responsibility for your life can be lonely. If you are your own worst enemy, your path will be a million times harder. But if you can focus some of that energy on learning to love and accept yourself exactly the way you are, your path will be a million times easier. Practicing self-compassion and learning how to love yourself are the most powerful tools and strengths you can possess, ever. 4. Know thyself. Strive to learn a little bit more about yourself, your strengths and your weaknesses, each and every day. Self-discovery and self-understanding are tremendously important facets of walking your own path. As the wise master Lao Tzu once wrote, "He who knows others is wise. He who knows himself is enlightened." Only when you can come to deeply know yourself can you truly embrace who you are and walk your path with confidence. 5. Feel the fear, but act anyway. Walking the path of the wolf will inevitably confront you with some scary and intimidating situations. Even simply starting the path into those mysterious woods is terrifying. Following your heart and listening to your calling is not as sunshine and roses as many people make it out to be. Often it requires tremendous sacrifice and the ability to look fear straight in the face without turning away. Hold your goal in mind. Reaffirm your worthiness and inner strength and keep going. Don't let anything or anyone try to bring you down. And if you do fall down, keep picking yourself up over and over again. Remember, you can do anything. Just do it afraid. Have the courage to be vulnerable. 6. Let your wild nature guide you. You are both human and divine, and accept this. Embrace the wild and non-rational part of you that serves as your inner compass. Listen to your gut feelings and let your animal self be filled with passion. You don't have to be tame or repressed any longer. Walking your own path and embracing the lone wolf side of you means that you finally have freedom. You have the freedom to feel the wind in your hair, the sun on your face, and the earth beneath your feet. Your life is your making. Your destiny is in your hands.